Joining us today, we have Dale Cruzan. Dale is the advisor for the Allentown FFA chapter in New Jersey. First of all, Dale, how are you doing today?
Doing well.
Well, to get us started, tell us how you came to discover FFA and, of course, got involved in the organization.
I got involved really early on in high school. As a freshman, you know, I really wanted something to pique my interest, and agriculture was that. And, you know, I had been around agriculture for most of my life. Even though my parents weren't directly involved, most of my family had been. So when I got to my high school, I immediately joined the FFA and got enrolled in agricultural education. And from there, my love of FFA and my active involvement really blossomed. I went on to serve as the 2005-2006 New Jersey FFA state president, completed my degree at Rutgers University in plant science, and then agricultural education at Virginia Tech, and was hired here at Allentown High School right out of college, and I've been here now almost 6 years.
Now, you also served a year as a New Jersey FFA state officer. Tell us about that year of service.
One of the big things we were looking at that year was really expanding our membership. New Jersey had seen a decline in membership at that time, and we wanted to really push FFA and really, you know, show the benefits of our organization. Our team was one of the teams that, you know, helped initiate our biotechnology high school, brought in a brand new chapter there. We started several programs trying to get students involved, especially at our leadership conferences, trying to get really students involved in the process. You know, we were also able to complete a lot more of our chapter visits and visit each one of our programs here in the state of New Jersey.
So, Dale, when did you know that you wanted to be an ag educator? What set you on that path?
I think it started in college. You know, when I left high school, I had aspirations of becoming a landscape architect. I had a love for plants. I really was fascinated by how we could design a landscape to be soothing. We could design it to be intriguing, and how those plants were really the main focal point. As I got in college, I found that my love wasn't necessarily in landscape architecture. It was in the science of plants. And it was in the interest of learning how plants grow, learning how plants develop. And that ultimately led me to ag education because I wanted to be able to share my knowledge and help other students kind of find their passion just the way that I had, even though, you know, the path wasn't all the way straight to where I was going to go and find a career in. So it was about my junior year of college that I really decided that ag education was probably the career for me, and I had several discussions with Nancy Trivett, our state leader of ag education here in New Jersey, and other friends and family, and I decided, you know, that my path was destined to be an agricultural educator.
Now, the agriculture program there at Allentown Regional High School is considered one of the best in the country, ranking, in fact, in the top 10% of achievement for the FFA program. And give us some of the highlights of your curriculum.
We utilize the CASE curriculum, the Curriculum for Agricultural Sciences Education. And so we've been really focusing on integrating STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math into our program. We have a diverse program. I teach mainly the plant sciences and the metal and engine shop, whereas my teaching partner does a lot of the animal as well as environmental. So we really cover multiple facets of the agriculture industry. We have two operating horticulture greenhouses that the students produce, various bedding plants, hanging baskets for our summer sales. And we also have an aquaculture greenhouse where we raise tilapia, minnows, koi, and various other aquatic species, as well as completing aquaponics. This year, we just added a food chemistry course. So we're going to focus on chemistry of food and how products are developed. And we have a biotech course. We focus on really on the science of agriculture. Where is the technology taking us? Electrophoresis, PCR, kind of really broad spectrum.
Now, this week, as I mentioned before we got started, is National FFA Week. It's certainly an opportunity for members across the country, alumni, and sponsors to advocate for agricultural education and the FFA. Now, having been both a member and an advisor, what does FFA Week mean to you? And of course, how do your feelings on it differ from both perspectives?
FFA Week really to me means it's a time to showcase the excellence that FFA does. You know, agriculture gets the name, especially here in New Jersey, is kind of just a low-level career. And most people don't understand the impact that agriculture has on their daily lives, whether it's driving to work, whether it's cooking dinner. And FFA Week provides us that opportunity to showcase what we do to people who may not always be aware of that. It also allows us to connect with our history and see what impact the organization has had on members throughout its lifespan. And it's tremendous. For us, it gives us the opportunity to reconnect with alumni, with the bank supporters, as well as to showcase what we do here in the agriculture program. I mean, as a member, I felt it was kind of it was a fun time. We got to do activities. We got to talk about FFA. And now as an advisor, you really see the importance of connecting to your roots and promoting what we do every day.
Now, you mentioned that history. And each year during National FFA Week, your chapter takes part in a special tradition, placing a wreath on the grave of the very first National FFA president, Leslie Applegate. That's there in New Jersey. How did this annual recognition begin, and why is it so important to keep that tradition alive?
Well, this tradition began really in the 70s with some of the prior advisors here. And one of my mentors, Mr. Jack Rozzle, who was the teacher here in this program for 30-plus years, really ingrained to me that it was important to reconnect with history. Leslie Applegate had gave up his time and gave efforts to make this organization successful, and we needed to ensure our members knew the sacrifices he made, especially going through an organization that was brand new, was revolutionary, and really making it the success that we are today. Our members look forward to it. Every year, our officers really work to make sure they have their presentation complete. We do a reflection piece at his gravesite, thanking him for his support and reflecting on the history of the FFA. Our greenhouse and floral design course helps create the wreath, so we connect members in through that way. And we also have alumni join us, especially our alumni executive board. They join us for the ceremony. It's another way for us to connect to our alumni, really to connect with our roots and keep that tradition strong.
So to wrap it up today, as an ag educator, as well as a former member yourself, what advice would you have for FFA members to get the very most from their time in the organization?
Well, I would say the one major thing is get involved. You know, I was hesitant as a new member to get involved because there was so much. But take every opportunity that's given to you. You know, one of my biggest regrets was never attending WLC, the Washington Leadership Conference. And that's something now that, you know, in hindsight, I look at that and say, I should have done that. But to take every opportunity and don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone, especially when people are telling you not to, telling you to stay where you're comfortable. That's the biggest thing, is really take those chances, step out, try something new. And I can't stress enough to really get involved with what the FFA has to offer.
Well, Dale, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Again, that's Dale Cruzan, the advisor for the Allentown FFA chapter in New Jersey.